I love how we still use my car keys. For
I
the
love
bottle,
it too.
Bottle opener.
It's a jingle jangle.
A lot of root beer.
That's right. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Cheers. Well, I brought the Hefeweizen in for you today.
Uh-huh. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Still summertime, although I don't want to say it too loudly, but have you noticed these cooler evenings and mornings as of the last
There was a little
days?
Fog this morning.
Yeah.
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 And then when you open the blind, we keep our house at like 66.
Sure.
Which Holly just loves.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
When you open the blinds in the morning and the windows just all steamed up.
Yeah.
feel like a.
It's an icebox.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel just beautiful.
Yeah. It's great.
So how's the week been for you?
Life is good. We went up to the Packers practice on Tuesday.
That's right.
Took the girls, which was a lot of fun. I hadn't been there since I was just a little young lad, and I remember seeing Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Oh, you're going way back.
Way back, yeah.
90s.
I think they had just built the Don Hutson Center. Mm-hmm. So I have some, you know, vague memories of that. I remember seeing Brett Favre in the red jersey, and that sticks out in my mind. So we took my daughters and my wife, and we had three dogs with us because we're dog sitting.
Sure.
Yep. So we sat outside the fence with our lawn chairs and just had a great time.
Yeah, I haven't been up there. Maybe when did they move Curly's Pub downstairs and call it 1919? That's got to be all of 10 years.
Yeah, I would say so.
So
yeah.
It's probably 10, maybe 15 years since I've been up to a practice. But
yeah. Does Wayne go?
Yeah, oh,
he's the
up
beat
there.
Right
here.
Yeah.
He basically lives there now.
Yeah.
he's got his own locker with a microphone in it.
And, does he really?
No.
No. Yeah.
Well, he might have his own area.
Does he drive up every...
He does.
He just every day he drives up.
Takes
okay.
the
so he doesn't
bug.
Stay there, yeah.
I think he probably... I'll have to ask him how many days a week he goes now, but it's quite a bit.
And then does he gets behind the scene access, right?
He does.
Because he's media, yeah.
Yeah, he goes in the... Maybe he just likes being in the locker room.
I wonder. Does he get to go in the locker room?
Sure.
They allow media in the locker room, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So I'm sure radio is a little different than television.
Yeah.
But he's been doing it for over 30 years.
It's amazing. We were on the linemen were practicing, and the linemen and linebackers. And it's amazing, like, when they're standing right in front of you, how massive those guys are.
Yeah.
And fast. They're so big and so fast. It's crazy.
I remember seeing that. It was a beautiful sunny day when we had gone up and... for the practice at the Don Hutson Center. And it was just crazy. You know, they're on the other end of the field and they're like, oh, there they are. And then they run down and it's like, jeez.
Yeah.
The ground
it's
shakes.
The freight train, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So anything
good stuff.
For live entertainment coming up?
We got nothing this weekend, but we got Kip Jones, he's been around in the area for a long time.
I was going to say, I know the name.
Yeah, but he has never played by us, and great guy. So he's going to be playing next week, Friday, from 5 to 8. We have the Ripon Main Street. I don't know if you saw, but they have that container bar.
I was just going to ask you about that.
So I was helping Craig the other day. He's got it all set, and I think he's going to tee it off tonight. It's the grand opening for the Village Green Mobile Bar.
I'll have to, you know, I went by there probably three or four times. I never stopped and looked.
Yeah.
Even though there's a stop sign there at that intersection,
but just roll on
right on through to the post office. But I should take a look. Is it like a great big cutout? Serving area kind of
he's got the things that flip up like the awnings and
sure.
It's cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
they've stuck a lot of money in that Village Green area.
That whole concert series has really become spectacular.
So the one in Wautoma has too, and they just did their first one. I want to say it was two Thursdays ago. Well, now two or three in Red Granite at the Veterans Memorial Park, and they drew a huge crowd.
Yeah.
You think those small towns, you know, if one of the larger towns within that area does all the events, you're constantly traveling.
You got to go.
It's nice to have it right there and out your back door at times.
Well, it's like that Berlin Tuesday night farmers market.
Yeah,
it's just exploded.
Right
they got. I think they got Copperbox. Is that this week or are they playing next week?
No, they're playing September 29th.
Okay. Oh, so it's later.
Karen's Hit List is next Tuesday the 11th.
Got it.
So, yeah, they've had a lot of... great bands there. Safe Sax was there.
Safe
I know
Sax,
they've been around the area.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
I gotta say, Scoop the Loop was fantastic.
I don't know if you saw any of those.
Hey, the After Party band played by us and was just fantastic.
Taylor J.
Yeah, Taylor J. Yep. So if you ever see the After Party playing anywhere, they're actually organizing a concert benefit for the folks in Menasha.
I think it's at Stone Toad, right?
Yes, Stone Toad, and I think it's in September, but don't quote me on that.
I'll have to pull that up and mention that a few times. So, is he still helping do a lot of your filming?
Yeah,
and things?
Yeah, he does a lot of that stuff. In fact, we just shot some new commercials yesterday.
Oh, okay, cool. It's fun to watch those.
It is fun, yeah. It's fun to make them because he's really good at editing, so he makes it look good. Otherwise, you know, if there's no editing, I look like a schmuck.
Yeah. It looks like you got a little makeup on.
Right, yeah. No makeup. No.
All powdered
up. It's all like natural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any big plans coming up?
No, you know, this is the time of year. First, we got a wedding this weekend, and now I was looking at the calendar. I think we have a wedding or an event every weekend all the way through Christmas, except one or two.
Holy
so
cow, up and blossoming hops. Sometimes that skips my mind when we're talking, but that's another whole venue.
It's
up
a
top.
Whole thing, yeah. And we still have some openings for next year, but we're booking. We even booked some for 2028.
Do you
so.
See a lot of weddings happen after like July 4th? Is that when they're booked typically?
Yeah. Yep.
People enjoy a little summer.
You'll get some spring in June is good, and then I would say August through the fall is that's peak season.
Packed. Well, good deal.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We have, I should mention, August is Independent Liquor Store Month for Knuth Brewing Company. So I don't know if you've followed along. Like we've done, like last month we did the Piggly Wigglies, where if you buy a six pack and you bring it in, we enter you in for a merch pack. Well, we're featuring all of the independent liquor stores that sell our beer this month. So like Leroy Meats down in Fox Lake, Corks and Caps in Greenville, Antique Liquor in Wautoma.
I was just going to say Scott, yep.
Malchetsky's in Berlin, all those guys. So all the little guys, as they say. But we're excited to do that. So.
Do you find any new ones that you didn't maybe know about every now and again?
Yeah,
in
you know,
your countryside
once in a
travels?
While. Like we're at K&J in Winneconne. We've been there for about a year, probably a little over a year. But if you've ever been up to K&J, it's kind of like stepping back in time. It's just kind of cool. Like this old building and they got all the old decorations.
You
got
to move the foam minnow buckets to get to the beer and then
exactly.
You put the minnow buckets
right.
back.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188.
Cheers.
Cheers.